Trying to Be Like Jesus. Grandpa's Hero by Brian Belt. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. John chapter 8, verse 12. My grandpa is my friend. Early one summer morning, he called me to see if I'd like to go catch minnows for my uncle's large fish pond. Of course I wanted to. Grandpa knew just the right spot at the park. We headed down the slope of the large ditch with our strainers and glass jars. I reached the water first and turned around to see him rolling down the steep slope. He had lost his footing and fallen. I was afraid he was hurt, but Grandpa told me he'd be fine. He just needed to rest a few minutes. He said to go ahead and start catching minnows. But how could I do that when I could see that he needed help? I tried to help him up on his feet, but couldn't. I asked Heavenly Father to help me know what to do. I knew that he would help me and Grandpa. Grandpa was finally able to get up on his knees, and with a little help, tried crawling to the top of the slope. We'd crawl up 2 feet and slide back one, but slowly we reached the top and peeked over the ridge. I saw a man not too far away and ran over to ask him to help Grandpa. Even with the two of us tugging, Grandpa couldn't get up. A park worker saw us and came to help, too, and we finally got Grandpa up on the grass. The park worker wanted to call an ambulance, but Grandpa thought that if he could just get to his car, everything would be fine. He drove us to the emergency entrance at the hospital and told me to go inside and ask someone to come with a wheelchair. I found a wheelchair, but no one who could help, so I took it out to the car myself. Grandpa twisted and turned until he was able to sit in the wheelchair. I pushed him across the parking lot and up a ramp into the emergency room. It turned out that his ankle was broken and needed surgery. From that time on, I have been Grandpa's hero, but I know that I didn't do it alone. Heavenly Father was with me all the way to give me the courage and strength to help my Grandpa. Note: Brian Belt, age 9, is a member of the Valley View First Ward, Salt Lake, Valley View, Stake. End of note. Spelling Test by Tristan Bowers. Second grade is a lot more work than first grade. I have homework almost every day. That homework includes studying spelling words. We have 2 chances a week to get 100%. If we get 100% the first time, we get spare time during the next test. I really wanted spare time. 1 week, my teacher gave me 100%, but when I showed it to Mom and Dad, we found that one word was spelled wrong. I knew how to spell it, so I thought about just leaving things the way they were and enjoying spare time the next day. Then I thought, what would Jesus do? And I knew that I had to tell my teacher. I did, and took the test over. I not only got 100%, but my teacher was happy about my honesty and wrote this on my test paper: "Thanks for telling the truth and finding my mistake." The good feeling in my heart meant much more than having spare time. I hope we can all tell the truth, even if it is hard. Note: Tristan Bowers, age 7, is a member of the Haley First Ward, Cary, Idaho, Stake. End of note. Joshua's Baptism by Jerem Leiby. My older brother Joshua was going to be baptized. He was going to sing a song about baptism. My little brother Joseph and I were going to hold up pictures when Joshua sang his song. I wanted to hold the picture of Jesus being baptized by John the Baptist. It's my favorite. Joseph was going to hold up a picture of a father baptizing his son. When it was time for Joshua to sing, Joseph wanted to hold up my picture. I didn't want to let it go. Joseph started to cry a little, so I thought for a second and looked around at everyone. I decided to let Joseph hold my picture. I know I didn't have to let him hold it, but I didn't want him to cause a problem for Joshua's baptism. I really love my brothers, and it makes me happy when they are happy too. After I let Joseph hold my picture, all the people smiled at me. That was nice. Joshua smiled too. I like to choose the right. It makes me feel good, and I know that Heavenly Father and Jesus like it too. Note, Joshua, Jerem, and Joseph Leiby, ages 8, 5, and 3, are members of the Moore Park First Ward, Thousand Oaks, California stake. End of note. Temple President by Ashton Carroll. My grandpa is president of the Atlanta, Georgia Temple. When my parents go to Ward Temple Night, I go with them to visit my grandparents. They live in a special home on the temple grounds. That helps them to watch over what goes on around the temple. When I go to their house, I feel really good inside. I know that this feeling is the Spirit telling me that Heavenly Father loves me and that He is happy that I am choosing the right place to be. Note, Ashton Carroll, age 11, is a member of the Sewanee Ward, Sugar Hill, Georgia, stake. End of note. The friend would like to hear from you about an experience you or another child you know have had in trying to be like Jesus. The article should be about 2 to 3 paragraphs typed and double-spaced. A parent or other adult may help you write it. Please include at least one photograph or slide of whomever the article is about, if possible, and his or her, and your own, if different, name, age, address, and telephone number. Send your article to Trying to Be Like Jesus, Friend, 24th Floor, 50 East North Temple, Salt Lake City, Utah, 84150-3220. Unused submissions will be returned if a stamped, addressed envelope is enclosed. End of article, Trying to Be Like Jesus.